Summertime, and the fruit picking is easy. But can you really judge a cantaloupe or a kumquat by its skin? Well, we've decided to consult an expert today. For that, we've come to the produce section of the Freshfields Whole Foods Supermarket, one that happens to be not too far from our studios in Washington, D.C. And we're joined in front of the peaches now by Maylene Gorman, who's author of a new guide, Fruit, The Ripe Pick, Fruit Selection Made Easy. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You come all the way here from Oahu?
Yes, from Oahu, Hawaii, and having a great time here in Washington, D.C.
All right, we're in front of organic peaches because this is, after all, a Whole Foods.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like to call peach an aromatic fruit, meaning that when it's ripe, it will emit a nice, sweet, fruity aroma.
So that's how you can tell.
Well, that's one way. Another thing with the peach is your crease in the peach, you want it to go, a mature peach, the crease will go from stem to point. And when it's ripe, it'll also give to a little bit of gentle pressure.
I think we've got to buy that now, the way you filled it up.
You have to do that to some fruit. You know, you do have to feel them up to tell
okay.
if it's ripe.
While we're standing here, let's move over to the tomatoes.
Tomatoes are a fairly easy fruit to pick, kind of like a banana. But tomatoes, a lot of people may not know, heavy for its size. So this is a nice heavy one. This is a good tomato.
So that's a good sign if it's heavy for
sure,
its size.
Sure, sure.
That means it's ready to go?
Ready to go, ready to eat. Tomatoes, let me add this, that. A lot of people refrigerate the tomatoes. You don't want to do that.
I read that in your book.
Yeah,
you
want to keep it. You want to keep it in a cool place. However, its most optimal flavor will be at room temperature. Tomato is also a feel fruit. Most people tend to look only. However, I've learned from the research in my book that you pretty much have to use actually all five senses. So does that throw you off when I say using your sense of hearing?
Okay.
Do you want to know which one it is?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let's go over here to the cantaloupe. An exceptionally juicy cantaloupe. When you shake it, the seeds will rattle. Let's try.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can kind of hear it, as a matter of fact, yeah.
That means an exceptionally juicy. The cantaloupe will emit a strong melon aroma from the stem end when it's ripe. This one's starting to ripen. You want to smell that? Little bit.
Yeah,
you had a little bit of melon smell, but it's not quite ready. It'll be like really strong when it starts to ripen. Okay.
I want to talk about grapefruit.
Oh, okay. You see this one, Scott? It's a little pointed on the stem end.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe picked a little bit too early. With the grapefruit, you want the grapefruit. This one's not quite to be flattened on both ends like this.
Now your book contains what I find a fairly incredible suggestion for sweetening a grapefruit.
Right. Oh, adding salt?
Yeah.
Salt dispels the acidic flavor of the grapefruit, so it'll tend to be a little sweeter. And it works. I do it with my oranges also.
Apples are around us, aren't they?
Apples.
All right, apples. Now, apples, we're coming into the apple season, aren't we?
We are. Apples, of course, because we can get them from New Zealand and places like that. You
know
they tend to be available year round.
Yeah.
I'm going to say three words when it comes to apples. Smooth, tight skin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've just made this entire interview worth doing. All right, please. Tell us about smooth, tight skin. Yes.
Yeah, that's basically it with the apples. Smooth, tight skin. You know, you don't want the kind of apples where the skin looks a little bit shrivelly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one important thing I want to say on the apple, there's brown areas on the apple, like you see on this one.
Yes.
Known as, they call it scald. It will not affect the quality of the fruit. So if we were picking, I mean, if you didn't know when you were picking the apples, you may not pick that one. But for me, if it had a smooth, tight skin, no bruises or indentations or obvious imperfections, I would probably pick that apple.
All right, I've got to ask you about the avocado. I'm wondering if we can work a little cheap, salacious material into this.
What do you want to do?
Well, the avocado has quite a reputation historically.
The Indians?
Yes, right, yeah.
Let me tell you about the Aztec Indians, okay?
Yes, please.
They actually believed that avocado was a sexual stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
So those concerned with their reputation tended to not eat the avocado. Now, I saw that in more places than one, Scott, so it must be true.
Another rather incredible thing I encountered in your book.
Right.
You said if you want to hasten the ripening process of an avocado,
bury it in flour.
I don't understand that.
Normally, with any type of fruit, if you keep it in a dark, cool place, it will ripen quicker. Could be a paper bag, could be in a dark cabinet somewhere. Well, bury it in flour.
So have you ever tried the flour trick?
I've never tried the flour trick. I actually have an avocado tree in my backyard, so I just pick it off the tree.
Oh, rub it in, why don't you? Avocado tree in your backyard. But no, thank you. It's been wonderful
talking to you.
I've learned a lot.
Thank you, Scott, so much.
Speaking to us from the produce section, Maylin Gorman, who's author of the book, Fruit, the Ripe Pick.